Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Well, it's Monday morning, and interesting topic, Neil, that you suggested today, the myths of numerology. Of course, we're writing a book on numerology, and through my connection with you, obviously, from starting out doing readings with you to connecting with you on a more personal level and professional level as well. I have been enlightened, I guess you'd say, about the depth of numerology. You know, a lot of the books out there, Neil, most of the books out there don't go into the depth of numerology that you go into regarding past lives, the ability to change numbers, et cetera, et cetera. And much of it is a classification system, if you will, which is not what numerology is intended to be. So on that note.
On that note, yes. I mean, it's the myths of numerology as much as the ignorance of applied numerology. You know, we tend to think of numerology as that you add up the numbers in your birthday, you get a compounded number, you get a double digit number in most cases, and then you reduce that to a single digit number, and voila, there's your master number, and that fits a certain personality profile.
Just like astrology. You know, you have 12 signs, and your sun sign defines you as a person.
Yeah, and right. And they will tell you what your personality is according to your astrological sign, or even worse yet, when you read in the paper what your horoscope
is, your prediction for the day.
Completely, you might as well flip a coin up in the air and predict your life before it lands on the ground. It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And it's as ludicrous as saying, oh, you're a Caucasian, you're an African-American, so therefore you must be this or you must be that. Now, there are general cultural traits and things like that that you might incorporate, but the one thing that numerology does, it takes away from the uniqueness, the fingerprint that every human being has in their own right. And it doesn't matter if you're all born on the same day, year, month. There's an individual print in regards to the vibration of that person, just like there's an individual fingerprint to everyone who's born on the same day, a year, and month. There's an individual energy field for each organized number in terms of a birth date. And one of the myths is that people tend to think, oh, I'm a 3 or I'm a 5 or I'm a 7. And they think that by connecting it to other aspects like chakras or levels of energy that might be equated to the number that you are, they think that's where the ball stops. But no, there's other attitudes about a numerical system that has to do with basically one is faith. Faith can change the system of numbers. And faith is an energy. Spirituality is an energy. Willpower is an energy. Envisioning energy in and of itself is an energy. The third eye is an energy. These things can change and morph birth dates into all varieties of and variations of what one would normally deem as the characteristic of a certain number. Just like people think, well, if I change my name, I'm going to change my destiny. Not necessarily. You know, the element, the intercepting factor here is the brain itself, the attitude, the energy, as much as the karma and the transcendence of the individual involved.
But it's not unheard of to be able to change the energy of your birth date or combine with another individual to change, you know, along the lines of changing your name. But it takes much more depth of energy work to actually do that.
Yes, it does.
It's not
simply,
you know,
and indeed, you can commingle your numbers with somebody else and find various changes going on in your life, just like you might just on a normal level of interpretation, more or less on a birthday level. So intermingling the numbers of your birth date with somebody else's birth date, and you have an intense relationship with that birth date, your numbers don't necessarily are exclusive to you now. You're sharing your number system with another individual or another group, something like that. So those things absolutely take predominance over just the logical factor of what's in a birth date. And this goes back, you know, deep in time when we started to analyze the number system through the Pythagorean elements of that he's really he's considered the father of numerology, just as because he had a certain basic system of number systems that started the ball running. But just as medicine didn't stop with
Hippocrates.
Yes, thank you.
I was thinking Hippocrates. Yeah.
Psychology didn't stop with Freud, even though they're considered the father of medicine and the father of psychology. Numerology didn't stop there. We get into the Kabbalist, the Kabbalah,
mm-hmm.
and the elements there, and how that started to play a process into the energy, as much as the elements of the number systems that are equated with the Egyptians, the Jews, I mean, all of these had a certain basic element, and that gets back to the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and ending of the whether it's the Hebrew alphabet, the Greek alphabet, this kind of gets, because back then the letters were equatable to numbers. That's why when they say, you know the name, the number of the beast, and they use the 666, well, this goes back to an ancient the way we analyze numbers and letters and put them together, and that's why sometimes names and birth dates are somewhat synonymous.
Well, the truth is when we reduce numerology to just based on a personality, we're only connecting to an earth interpretation of numbers, an earthly interpretation.
That's right. We tend to think that, you know, the number system started about 2,600 years ago. That was when started. He was actually on the island of Samos, and he started to develop the element of numerology in terms of a number system. But you know, so we've gone through a lot of time since then, and the number system has developed. Now, as we get into the deeper areas of the spirit, because we talk about the spirituality of numbers, but that's beyond just the number system. Because when we talk about the spirituality of numbers, we're opening up a universal language in terms of what is the soul element of those numbers. There's the physical element, the soul element, and the spirit element of any birth date, which will dispel any myth that is regarded as that you basically get a personality profile from a single-digit number. You don't. It's a basis for stepping, but that's like saying a baby's first step is the same step as he's going to take when he's running track or walking in an intricate maze, or just walking throughout life. Our first steps don't necessarily reflect what we do later in life, and our birth date does not necessarily reflect what we do as we evolve through time with those numbers in the course of our energy. So we can actually get off course of our birth date. We can actually eliminate our birth date, if you will, and then come back and rearrange the numbers, especially if we find in terms of alignment what energies are. We'll get more into that kind of depth of thinking in our book, so I don't want to talk too heavily about that. But
and I just want to let the callers know who are waiting in the queue, because I notice people are coming in and coming out. We will get to your calls, but we do talk for 15 minutes. Some people may not know that, but we, you know, get to calls at about quarter after the hour. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah. So basically, you know, we're spending 15 minutes to talk about dispelling the myths of numerology. And the main point I want to get across before we get to our callers is that by taking a master number and equating it to a personality, oh, he's energetic, he concentrates a lot, he's very studious, or he's very humorous, or he gets jealous easily, forget that. Don't even look in those sections for those types of things. That's like saying that in the Hallmark birthday cards you're going to find literature. You're not going to find literature there. Oh, you might find a quotation that they print on the card, but that's not where you look for the depth of the real study of numbers and numerology. It's in a much deeper area. And the key to change is faith. I've got to impress on our callers today how important faith is in terms of changing energy, because it's just not the word faith. It's the energy that's reflected behind it. And this is good news for all of us as human beings, because it means that we can get ourselves we can unlock the secrets of what is designated as a birth date code and get beyond that into transcending something much higher. Of course, a birthday code is the basis of our first starting thought. And then when you analyze each number and understand the emphasis of each number, then you get to have a certain platform that you work off of. But when I'm giving readings to people on the air, when they call up and ask questions, I base a lot of my information on their birthday, as the callers know. But then from there, that's like traveling. That's like the runway for an airplane, and then you do the liftoff. It's two different areas. Of course, the runway is the birth date. The liftoff is the interpretation.
But even if we're sticking with the birth date itself, it's not just based on a master number. I mean, there's so many different energies going on in the birth date code aside from the master number, and the liftoff point.
And then, yes. And that, again, equates to a lot of the information esoterically in the third eye, how one can channel, what kind of meditations one does, what their breathing's like. You see, that's what I mean. It's so complex that our number system only is a basis to assist us in, as we approach and get more in towards the front of our brain and use more of our advanced thinking in the realm of how we can interpret numbers from symbols into actions, and then from there, even transcend into something much higher.
All right. Okay, Neil, I think it's time that we get to our callers. We're about at that point, if that's all right. So, you know, I'm going to take 470 first. They keep coming in and out. I want to find out. Hi, 470.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Are you getting knocked off?
Fortunately, I get knocked off, and then my phone be clicking in. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just... You know, if you're having any problem, if it's a Blog Talk Radio problem, because we've been having some issues with the service. So is it your phone or is it Blog Talk Radio knocking you off?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, what's your name, please?
My name is Trina.
Hi, Trina. And your birth date? Hi, good.
4/18/1970.
1870. And where are you calling from, Trina?
I'm calling from Georgia.
All right. And what brings you to our show, Trina?
I'm getting ready to take. Do you see me taking a trip this weekend coming up, and being going up there safely and getting back safely?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Yeah, in fact, this trip is extremely important because it's your karmic number is 30, Trina, and you're 44. That's 14 years beyond your karmic number, and your first two numbers are 4-1. Inverted, that's 1-4. I know I'm talking quickly, and you may not grasp everything I'm saying, but I'm talking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. This is an important trip, and the trip itself, on a deeper layer, now, it has something to do with family zone.
Right.
Am I right?
Right, you're right.
Uh-huh. And that trip, Trina, because it could be pleasure, it could be family, it could be business, but family zone, this is going to be very important in terms of your journey through life. Yes, it's going to be positive, but also on the same token, Trina, it's going to be educational. And what I mean by that is that this trip was already planned in your book of life before you even entered this body. This trip was already planned for you. So all the events, everything that's led up to your life for the 44 years has led up to this trip right now. That's part of the process. The rest of it's going to be worked out into the family zone, the mixture of pain and pleasure, loss and gain, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get into too many details here on the radio. But
right.
There is going to be that duality going on there. So it's a trip that is about reckoning with loss as much as gaining the aspects of moving forward in life.
Okay. So everybody who's coming with me on this trip is going to come by safely with me right now with me to Jordan.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
There's going to be safety factors there. There's going to be a strong number, and I'll be getting to numbers again, a five, the number five, if that makes sense to you.
Five people, yes.
Yeah, are there five people?
No, it's four people going up. It's going to be five coming back. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are you including yourself?
Yes, I'm including myself too.
Yeah.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Sir.
The four and the five, so we got the five coming back. That's called the omega of energy, the beginning and end of energy. So we got that coming back. And, yes, to answer your question briefly, because we've got a lot of callers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, safe trip. It's going to be filled with all kinds of information, but basically a safe trip.
That's all I like to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes,
good
ma'am.
Good news. Okay. Trina, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. That's it.
All right.
I'll call you another time. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. She can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter, where you'll find me if you email, by the way. So just to forewarn you, if you send an email, you're going to not reach Neil. He does not email or use the computer. Okay, let's take on 860. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Susan calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Susan. And 10/29/58 is her birthday. She's a 35-8. Susan, what's your question?
I really resonate with what Neil and you were talking about. And I wonder if it has to do with when you have the faith, are you manifesting at that point to change things?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good question.
Well,
all questions are good questions, but I particularly like that question.
Yeah, you are manifesting it. The manifesting energy is basically an active process because when you're manifesting something, you're in the activity of action. So it's not when you're manifesting. It's hard to define, Susan, where the completion point is because we move through life and everything has its ultimate continuation of consequences and actions, however deemed forcibly provided by the self or not, or whether it's just something that happens to you or whether you enforce it because of your will. But you are manifesting energy with faith. So the element change can happen in the twinkling of an eye. Your bodies will be given a new body. Your consciousness is renewed. You have a different self. The thing about the world that I found most fascinating as a human being is how fast we have the ability to activate change. I'm always impressed with those people who say, you know what, I don't have to wean myself off of this. I'm done today. Or I've made a decision today. I'm changing today. I'm very impressed with those people because they manifest, activate, and actualize. Manifest, activate, and actualize their energy in an instant. And they work out the kinks later. If it takes a certain amount of adjustment, they work that out in the stream of life. But they've already made their decision and they've set their course. That's what's most amazing about life, Susan, is that those people who wait for the outcome are not the same as those people who create the outcome simultaneously by making a decision. So, yes, to answer your question short term, you do manifest as you apply faith to any principle. And faith can change energies. You just believe a different way, and that produces a different energy in your body.
And for me, it all started during meditation. And those kind of things got triggered, like my body being physically better, my life going in a better way. It's just amazing when you witness it.
Yes, because you're applying meditation now in your number system. We get back to alluding to numbers briefly. In your number system, the number 8 is the transcendence of the crown chakra. So you have access to the 6th chakra, the meditation chakra, immediately. You have immediate access to it. And your journey between 5 and 8 would be throat to the immediate energy of your etheric realm or your emotional realm up there above your body in the causal state of your, esoterically speaking, right above your crown. That's your 8th chakra, right above the crown. So between that journey of 5 and 8, especially after the age of 35, when you apply meditation to the a little back teen to the energy, you actually promote changes in your body system, and there's no end to what that can be. It's a continuum process of change. So yes, Susan, you're absolutely right there, and you're using the right channel to work off of.
And quickly, Susan, any updates on, I know the last time you were calling there were some financial struggles. Have things improved? Because you're alluding to that in your dialogue here.
Financial struggles, well, you know, it could get better, but things have changed, gotten better with the family situation. You know, down the road, I'd like to get a new car, but I don't know when that will happen. It's okay. And family situation improved.
That's great to know. And, of course, Neil's always putting out energy for all of the people on the radio. And
yeah.
You have my prayers as well. But any quick car prediction before we move on to the next
caller? I see a Mercury. No, I just kidding. I don't know. I mean, that you know, I'll put out energy for that. But, you know, when we deal with cars, we're actually dealing with the element of travel. When we deal with the element of travel, we're dealing with the feet, the horse, the elements of our walk through life. I mean, so you should go into a meditation involving your past life walks because that's where the car starts. From there, it evolves into the horse. And I know this is a deep way. You know, you don't usually go to your car dealership and say, you know, I want to go through my karma of how many horses I had in the past life to get to my car. You know, I mean, this is absolutely silly. But when we get into the element of meditation, you need to actualize your next car by actualizing and getting into, and at least through imagination, if nothing else, envisioning.
I can do that, yeah.
Yeah, then go ahead and do that.
Okay. Well, Susan, thank you for your call. And keep us posted on that car situation and everything else.
Okay, thank you. It's been great.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye. 562-596-7818 is your number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. 360. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Lori calling from Washington State.
Lori, L-A-U or L-O-R?
L-O-R-I.
Okay. And your birth date, Lori?
10-14-59.
Nine. Okay. 2 October birth dates in a row, actually separated by a year. 58 and 59. Susan was born 58 October. What brings you to our show, Lori?
Well, I've called in the past, you know, and one time Neil did a blessing for me or something.
Huh?
I don't know exactly, but it seemed to really work.
Oh, good. Well, quickly, can you say in what regard, what area he was blessing you in, and what happened?
I don't remember exactly, but I was feeling pretty poorly.
All right. So what do you?
I'm kind of feeling like I don't know if you could do that again or some. Like I really need some kind of message of hope. Like,
all right.
Lori, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to hear your voice. You have a down voice. Your voice is very down, low energy. There's a depression in it. If it sounds to me, you remind me of the Chris and I have a phone that the battery is slowly dying on it, and it will hold a charge for like 40 minutes, and then it goes great for 40 minutes,
and then it just suddenly drops.
And your energy seems to be that, you know, of course, we have to get around to getting a new battery, but we're living off of an old battery.
I think we
that
do
has
have
to
a new battery.
Share.
You're just not wanting to put it in the phone.
Yeah.
I did get a new battery, but anyway.
But there's something wrong with there's something wrong with the battery, the cable system, the connections that seem to be a problem. So giving you a brief boost on the phone is agreeable, but there's a deeper problem going on. It's deeper in nature, Lori, and it might take a deeper analysis than a simple radio conference on the radio to talk about. But what I will do is I'll put that energy out again for you. When I do that, I do get a visual energy from the all the way over from the astral realm. It's a bouquet of flowers. Now, flowers can mean different things. It can mean life, birth, or death. Right now, I want to apply it. Do you know, is there anybody in or around you who recently someone's crossed over? Are there any acquaintances or anybody?
I have a friend that is dying of prostate cancer, stage 4 prostate cancer. He looked. I visited him with a couple weeks ago. He looked really terrible.
I'm picking up on that energy, so that's the beginning of my analysis as to how to even work within your cable system to get energy going. I will say that in the deep analysis of the picture, I'm seeing a bright energy for you coming up. So I don't want to leave you today on the radio with the bad news. It's actually good news. I'm just discovering what cables to work out in the system in this brief reading where I'd have to go. But I'll put out another blessing for you for a kind of boost of energy. But I do believe that your situation requires a deeper analysis.
All right, Lori.
Oh, thank you. You have a website, right?
The website, yes, there is a website, but all inquiries about readings or further conversation are done by phone, so you're not going to find anything on the website is what I mean to say. So you may call Neil, 562-596-7818. The number is on the website as well as here on the Blog Talk Radio profile and Facebook. Okay, thanks, Lori.
Thank you.
Here. Oh,
yeah.
Well, we're putting out the best of energy for
Yeah,
us,
you
for
can
us.
Hear it in Lori's voice. There's a, you know,
there's always
low
help
energy
available.
That's always help. Always help when we're here.
Yes, definitely. All right. We've got a huge list of callers, Neil, in about 31 minutes. Oh, boy. 401 is next. We've got to keep these fairly short. Who is this, please?
Hi, my name is Terry.
I'm sorry. Say your name again.
My name is Terry. I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Uh-huh. And Carrie, is it Carrie with a C or a K?
A K.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I think
Rhode
we've
Island.
Spoken with you before, if I'm remembering correctly. What's your birth date?
My birthday is August 6th, 1985, and yes, you did. I did speak with you.
What's your question, Carrie?
I was just a question in regards to, I think, like a love interest, some new opportunities, or, you know, I recently ended a relationship, and a new opportunity or a potential partner has arisen, so I didn't know if there was any insight with regards to that.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you're 29 years old, So, yes, this is going to be a intense relationship. And not only that, but very sexual. This gets into the physical drama here.
Okay.
Sexual energy. So it's going to go there. I see a trip or a small vacation-like rendezvous coming up.
Okay.
The journey that you have with this person, themes that get intermingled with will be some kind of financial problem that the person may have. There seems to be some money issues.
Okay.
Do you know this person very well yet?
No. Just somebody that I had met last spring, just by chance, you know, in a social setting, sort of came back into my life this week. And after having had a relationship for the past 2.5 years that, you know, I recently ended last month, you know, I wasn't really looking, obviously, but when opportunity presents itself, you know, I just was looking for some insight. So,
well, you know, I mean, it gets into a more of a depth, carry. Of course, on a radio, you want to go deeper and deeper, but you can't because it's just not enough time.
Right.
But it's coming up. And so I think that it's a door opening up for a significant reason. There is going to be sexuality involved. I mean, if it moves forward, there'll be sexuality involved. But then there's a kind of a financial conference, if you will. Do you know, perchance, if he's going through any kind of money issues or yourself?
No. He's a police officer. I don't believe so.
He's a police officer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is he active duty police officer? He's actively at police?
Yes. He's former
military.
Then,
yeah, there's going to be something to do with money around him. Now, it may not.
Okay.
There may be some kind of energy there, but I'm seeing that as happening, and that's going to be part of the play of energy as we move forward. But just to give you a brief reading, I know it's a little bit vague, but to answer your immediate question, yes, it's this is a door opening up, not closing.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And always worth further investigation, 562-596-7818. It is difficult to get into the depths on a radio show. Okay, 515 is our next caller. And I'm...
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Iowa.
Iowa. And your birthday, please.
8576.
Hey, what's your question?
Well, some things kind of took a turn from what I thought they'd be. So I'm wondering, well, I feel everything happens for a reason, so just wondering what's out there for me.
I mean, I heard in your voice that there was a drop. I was perceiving a drop, so I was perceiving that there was a little bit of bad news.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to let you know where we're at here. We actually have 4 callers in about 26 minutes, so
four
I think someone's dropped.
Minutes.
Not too bad.
So hang in there, people. We're getting to you. But I want to make sure that everyone we get to feels they've gotten something from a reading.
7 minutes per person or 8 minutes.
Okay, Jennifer, I sense that drop. In fact, you had a change at the age of 36. You're 38 now, so you had a change 2 years ago. How long did that relationship last that dropped?
It wasn't really a relationship, but I had met someone around that time that really hasn't come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you see, you're meeting energies that start off on a positive, promising note, and what's happening is that they fade because there's something blocked in your chakra system. Something's not right in there. Probably I'd have to go through a journey and discover where some of this is linked to in the past. Are your parents divorced or any divorces in the family?
Parents are married, a sister that's divorced.
Okay, so parents married, sister divorced. Is that sister close to you?
Not terribly close.
Uh-huh. And when did they divorce? When did your sister divorce?
Maybe 6 years ago.
Okay, and does she have children?
No.
So no children. Well, there's a correlation. Somehow I'm correlating energy because your parents are married, you have a sister that's divorced, and your energy, Jennifer, is one that has stops and goes in relationships. So there's something going on. From that note, I would take that note in a further analysis and start to move from there and then attach it cautiously over to your own life because there's something in there. Have you had a relationship at all that lasted longer than 4 years, any one relationship?
No, no.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The stop and go that you're talking about is kind of how this relationship is.
Yeah.
And he is divorced.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Because that's the flow of energy. You see, he's past life energy, and probably if we go into a different attitude, let's get out of this page, he's a past life. And you were probably connected to him in a past life and also divorced from him in that past life. So the connection back then didn't end. The divorce led to an incomplete story that was never resolved. So we come back to the planet, and one of the things we encounter are the things we left unresolved. So something was left unresolved with this person, and still, in this lifetime, you're still moving through an energy of non-completion because something's getting stuck. There's something I perceive in your energy field that's getting stuck. Biologically speaking, or in the terms of the body, is between the fourth and fifth chakra, meaning your heart and your throat. Are there any heart problems in the family?
On my father's side, yes.
Yeah. So I would go further into analysis. You know, I'm using the radio to see where I fit, how I fit in with your journey of life and seeing if there's any criteria. It's not something I can, you know, you can't get this in the radio. You can't finish the story on the radio. It's just not structured for that. The radio sometimes gives a brief, complete answer. Your case, it's a little bit more complex because I've got past life stuff going on. But I'm giving you
a
breath. There's a breath of an introduction that I'm sharing with you today that could unravel with more analysis, to be quite frank with you. But yes, it's all workable. That's the good news. It's all very workable.
All right. What were you going to say?
Well, that's the question, because I was up for a job that I didn't get that would keep me here near him. But thinking about leaving the area, so it feels like it. I don't know if it's just something that's just done with.
Well, like I said, it you know, you're opening up the dialogue of what's accurately going on in your life because it applies to your life journey. But we don't have time to go into any more detail, Jennifer, but all of this is measurably attuned to the journey of your life. So nothing's happening in a accidental manner. The only change that can be made significantly would be to get in touch with your energy and have more control over completing things.
Okay.
That would be the key in my thinking.
Okay, Jennifer, it's a start.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You can always, speech impediment here, you can always call our show again or reach Neil at 562-596-7818. Yeah, it's nice to get a quick answer sometimes, but generally, the questions that come up are
I look for quick. I'd rather have a quick answer and get it out of my hair than these complicated. But I, you know, I'm honest. If I don't see a quick answer, I can't say there's a quick answer. But I do look for them first.
Yeah, and better an honest answer than a quick answer just to satisfy, you know.
Yeah, quick answers. I mean, they can, you know, they're risky. You can give a quick answer, but if you're really attuned to what's going on, then a quick answer does have risks.
Okay, so I'm going to call out the order, Neil, because we've got now someone else came in. So four callers, 20 minutes, 305 is next, 937. Then we have 619, and then a caller from 843, I believe. Okay, so let us take, this is Deanna, 11849, 336. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and thank you for taking my call. Neil, I am in a little bit of a dangerous situation. I'm probably going to be evicted. Do you see that I can straighten out that situation and that they will wait for me to get my payment in? I'm waiting for that.
Well, and within 2 weeks?
Are you asking me if it will come within 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Asking you.
Well, I already filed the invoice, and I worked November and December.
Well, it's going to be tough, Deanna. This is a tough, challenging request. You might be able to prolong it through bureaucratic channels. You might be able to prolong it a little bit, but I think it's a tough request. And I'll do what I can. I'm hearing, you know, I know you, so we've talked before. And I'll do what I can to help you out in terms of the energy field that I'll be working off of.
I appreciate that.
This is not easy.
I'm sorry, I missed.
I said it's the owners, the new owners, that are pressuring me, and they know that the money is coming. But,
Yeah. See, the money's coming, and it's just in a timely
uh-huh.
way. They're not real enthused about her being there, anyways. But if she's got the money, there's little they can do.
So when are you expecting the money?
Any day now.
Oh. Well, God,
yeah.
Until they evict you, I mean,
I think you've got a good 2 weeks. I'm going to put out energy that the money will come within 2 weeks, and you'll be fine. It's a little bit challenging because their energy fields aren't the best with you.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. So I'm going to put out energy that will hopefully help you out and keep you holding the fort until that check comes in. Prediction-wise, I'm putting out more on faith that we're going to have angels helping you out today on the phone, on the radio, and we'll go from there, Deanna. But certainly, I'm really putting out energy, and we have a good chance you'll be able to stay. It's just a little challenging, to tell you the truth, but we'll give it a good try.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Neil. I'll just hang on and listen to the rest of the show. Unless I get disconnected, I'm having serious problems with the phone as well.
Okay, well, I'll put you on mute then, listening. Thanks. Okay, 937 area code. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
This is Sandy. I'm Sandy, and I'm calling from Ohio. Now, do I need to ask a question and give my son's birth date, ask a question for me?
You can. No, you can ask for whoever you want. You can give your son's birthday. Is it Sandy with a Y?
Yes.
Okay. And let's get your birth date and his birthday, please.
My birth date is 4/8/57,
mm-hmm.
and David is my son, and his is 8/12/85.
Okay. And what's your question, Sandy?
Right now, well, my son just lost his full-time job. He does have a part-time job as a police officer. Do you see him getting the full-time job back, or do you see him getting a full-time police job? Right now, he's just to the point he's ready to give up and, you know, ready to give everything up and go from there. He's just down. This just tore him completely apart. He got dismissed for, you know, not a good reason at all and just someone trying to start trouble.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, is he working within the same, is he trying to get a job within the same department?
No, he was going into a different department, or a different county, or a different town to get the police job.
Yeah, no, I think He's going to be okay. He's just going through a rough year. He's 29 years old, and this is a really rough year for him. Not a good year for him.
Okay.
The closer he gets to August, the better David's going to be. And when he reaches 30, he'll be in a much better position. He's actually in a karmic stage, Sandy, until the age of 34. And so he's got a little bit of a trying energy because his first three numbers are 8, 1, 2, and that's an 11. He's 29, which in numerology is an 11-2. So I understand why he's having trouble. And, you know, there's a kind of I wouldn't call it a conspiracy, but on a gentle form of that word, there is a conspiracy. There is a set of people that just don't like him. And it involves more than one person. It's probably four altogether that meet that criteria. And I just feel that they're ganging up on him. So I think that what I'm looking at, Sandy, is, yes, a change. He'll be, you know, tell him to hang in there to do this. I'm seeing 7 years. Now, in that terms of seven, how long has he been a police officer?
Probably 7 years.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. And that's a good sign, Sandy, because what I'm going to do on the radio today is ask my team of angels that come into me on these radio shows. There's a certain team that helps me out. And
the
I'm
radio
gonna,
team.
The radio guys.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask them to go over to David, protect him, give him the proper job he needs that's going to help his well-being and his livelihood, and hopefully that's going to be the ticket. But tell him to hang in there. Don't give up. He, you know, shouldn't be backing off, especially a police officer.
It's the job. He's a part-time police officer that he is. He has that job now, a part-time job, but what does he do in his job he lost? Same thing?
He was a security guard at the hospital.
I see, and then he works for the police department on a part-time basis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm getting it 7 years. I think I've got the story down. It's just a matter of having the team of angels, because that's some of what I do to formulate some of this help for people, get everybody to be on the same page, so to speak, and get the energy moving forward in a rollicking manner and moving it so this guy can get his act together, and because I think he comes from a really good place, Sandy, and I like the vibe of David from what I perceive, and so, you know, I'm going to try to help that energy. I do see a distant father somewhere, and I don't know why that is. Is there any reason why I'm feeling a distant father?
His dad's more of a kid than a dad. Never has been there for him.
Okay, got it. I understand. We don't.
David
got
more
it.
Or less takes care of his dad instead of his dad ever taking care of him.
I see where the reverse is. So we'll put that out. Keep us posted, Sandy. There's we made a good connection briefly, and it's a hopeful one. So we'll keep that in mind.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate everything you do.
You're welcome, Sandy. And just hold on a minute.
Have a great day.
That will pertain to you. We actually recently worked with someone on the radio, a caller, who called you afterward, and she was having a similar problem, hadn't been let go from a job, but was facing that. And you were able to work with the energy, change the situation at that job she was in, swaying the superiors to her side and kind of, you know, accommodating her. But also she got a new job. So,
yeah.
It happens when you work with energy, and Neil works with angels, so miracles are possible, great and small.
Thank you for that. There are teams of angels that intervene, they work, they activate. A lot of angels are very passive, but luckily I found a team that works. So we'll give it a try, Sandy.
All right. Let's bring on our caller from 619. We've got 843 after that. Good morning.
Hi,
who's this?
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Yeah.
And Donna, what's
my
your
birthday?
Yeah, and I know where you're calling from, but California.
October 25th, 67.
67. And what brings you to our show, Donna? Welcome.
I just wanted to maybe see Lacey's for this coming year, a general reading, if that's possible.
Sure. Okay.
Great.
Well, you're 47. Have I ever done a ring with Donna before?
I don't think so. Donna, have we spoken with her? Yeah.
I don't know.
A change at 31 years old. You had a change at 31 years old, Donna.
Yeah.
77, can you tell me, briefly tell me about your change at 31?
I'm trying to think. My daughter was 3. I moved to Colorado. Trying to think. Maybe that has something to do with my past relationship. That's when I first met the person that I care about. But that I've been wondering about here lately. Yeah, I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
You met the person that you're involved with now at that time.
Yeah.
At 31.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just kind of like things are kind of. I don't even know where it's going to lead. I don't know if it's run its course or if it's the timing thing.
Yeah, well, right now, Don, it's running its course. And it's been 16 years since, your master number is 4. It's been 16 years since you were 31. And that's 4 times 4. So it's running its course. Also, who smokes cigarettes, huh?
My mom. That's what she passed from.
Yeah, she's coming in. She's coming in from the other side because I heard a spirit that said smoke cigarettes, and so I, you know, I'm used to hearing spirits from the other side. So she's coming in to help. She places some responsibility on her own part for some of your mishaps.
Yeah.
And so there's a connection there that she's trying to reach out, and she's saying, Neil, oh boy, I left things kind of in a mess the way I arranged my life and did my life. And I'm trying to straighten things out for my daughter, Donna. And I'd just let her know that from translating my language into your language, where I'm at now, I'm trying to help her. So your mother's trying to help, but it sounds like she's trying to correct what she did wrong. If that makes sense to you.
Okay. All right.
The other added about this is I think that the relationship is coming to an end, I'm sorry to say, but that doesn't mean that my word is law. I'm just saying it's coming to an end. But I think that there's going to be some great renewal of energy. Now, when you're 48 this October, better year. 48, great year. New things.
Yeah.
So I would say, Donna, you've got to maybe clear the table now. You know, when somebody comes into a restaurant, they don't want the people's past dinner on their table. You clean it.
Right.
You got to clean. Look at that as a metaphor. You've got to clean your table, wipe it off. Don't worry about what dish you had or what food you left over. Just take it to the kitchen and dump it and clean a table. You've got something new coming in at the age of 48. It feels very good. It's a brand new menu, new dishes. Knew everything. It's a very good news for you.
Oh, good. That's great. Thank you. That's encouraging. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Donna.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You for your
All right,
thought.
Great. Have a great day.
I'm forgetting to tell people to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio today. So people that want to give us a call back can follow our show and you'll get updates. You can also join us on Facebook. I do create an event for the show on there. So you can join us, and I will send you invites. Okay. Neil, we've got one caller left, 843. Good morning, 843.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Pooja.
How you spell it?
K-U-J-A?
P-U-J-A.
Pooja, P-U-G-A. I heard a K sound, not a P sound. Pooja,
hi.
How are you? What's your birthday?
Good,
Pooja,
how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
My birth date is 6/26/1985.
Okay, and your location? I don't know if that's Blog Talk Radio or your phone cutting out. Could you repeat that, please? She dropped. Well, let's wait to see if she calls back, shall we?
Yeah, we can wait and see if she calls back.
We've got 5 minutes left.
And we got 5 minutes left anyway, so we'll sort of bat the breeze about.
Here she is.
She's back?
Yes. Hi, Pooja. Are you there?
She's having trouble.
Yeah, she's having trouble. And I'm assuming it's her phone connection, not Blog Talk Radio, because everybody else has been okay
Pooja
today.
Pooja is an interesting name.
Indian,
I
think. Right?
Yeah, I wonder if it means leopard or tiger.
I don't know. I
that's Puma. No,
that's
Puma.
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 She is not able to hear us, or we're not able to hear her, unfortunately.
Lost in space.
I don't know, Pooja, if there's another phone you can use to call, that might be helpful. She's dropped again.
Well, she keeps dropping. Well,
yeah, it doesn't look too likely that she's going to get on, because we're running out of time, unfortunately,
yeah.
Unless she can get to a phone that works, and we'll go a little bit over for her call. But
well,
Wrapping up is what we're going to do.
Rapture. That's the rapture.
She is again. Let's try one more time. Pooja, can you hear us?
Hi, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Your question?
Great. I'm just going through a lot of change this year, and a lot of spiritual growth and a lot of just growth everywhere, I think, is coming in, everything I've been kind of waiting on. I would love to know, you know, anything you can kind of tell me.
Well,
10:30.
Yeah.
That's why.
I don't know what's going on yet. It might be highly symbolic, but I'm seeing a lot of fashion around you, clothing, fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in your life, I mean, you know, everybody has some connection to clothes, fashion, design.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything currently connecting to you with that or in your past?
Well, my entire wardrobe has been completely revamped, as well as my looks and my body and everything. I think it had a lot to do with, I almost feel like there's a launch that's happening with my work, my spiritual work. And it's just the universe has just really supported it. So
yeah.
It's revamped my health, my looks, the way I present myself, everything that I didn't think was important before, it's kind of took care of.
That's what I'm getting, Pooja. And and so we're having consensus on the same position. So I see you're right, you've changed your wardrobe and your look, and I'm seeing a kind of renaissance in the fashion energy. So that is where we connect. That leads to your spiritual change, which is significant. You're a 37-10-1, even though you're 29. 29, we were talking about that number before, it does evolve the number 2, which is rebirth as well, because we're dealing with second chakra. So since you're in the spiritual realm, you'll understand that the second chakra has much to do with rebirth of oneself as it much has to do with sexuality and the expression of the ego in that regard. So that's happening quite strongly. I am seeing 6 people that are going to be in your circle coming up. There's going to be 6 people. So there's going to be a formation of a circle that has some tribal aspect to it. You would be the 7th person. And there's going to be 7 people all together in this circle. So if you're trying to promote something that has to do with a group or tribal atmosphere, that's what's coming up. There's going to be 6 other people, 7 including yourself, and there's going to be a kind of a consolidated group consciousness involved in that zone. So if you're planning to do any kind of spiritual interaction with anyone or any group, that's what's coming up. It may move into more of the element of business, but it will still have a spiritual essence around the business, if that makes any sense
yes.
to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've been seeing it where they're just very very connected people, and I saw it where I was in the middle for some reason, as if they were charging me up or lifting me up a little bit. And I don't know if that's correct, but that's how I saw it a few weeks ago, actually. I didn't know what it was. And then I'll definitely feel the business part coming. I feel like there's a love interest, too, a really powerful, strong love interest that's
yeah,
involved, too.
Everything
it's really exciting.
Out works. So that's what's coming
yeah.
up for you. And, it becomes very powerful around June.
And, Pooja, it's short today, but you're always welcome to call the show again.
Absolutely.
And you can get a little bit more of the substantial reading.
Yeah, absolutely. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pooja. 562-596-7818. We are back on the air, Neil, on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. And we thank all of our callers and our listeners today for making our show. It was a busy day.
Busy day.
Busy day. Okay, well, I'm sure we're going to continue to have a busy day today, undoubtedly. Take care, everybody. See you Wednesday.